Brian Houston, Johnny Vaughn back here at Mesquite Memorial Stadium, where the Longview Lobos have dominated Frisco Reedy and won this ball game by a score of 52-14 to advance to the Class 5A Division I regional semifinals. Recapping the scoring in this ball game, it turned in a hurry. Reedy got the opening kickoff, and they drove it 75 yards. Jake Ferner hit Connor McGrath for 45 yards. That set up a Khalil Smith one-yard touchdown run. It was a four-minute drive, and Reedy had a 7-0 lead with 7:55 to go in the first quarter. But then things got weird. First, Longview comes back with a 51-yard drive. Taylor Tatum runs it in from 4 yards out to tie the score with 4:57 to go in the quarter, 7-all. Then on the ensuing kickoff, the return man for Reedy fumbled the kickoff return. There was a race for it in the end zone, and Jamaeus Morrow was able to recover it. And the Lobos had a touchdown, 14-7, less than 10 seconds later. So it was 14-7 Longview. Reedy was forced to punt on their next possession. And then Longview got a long touchdown pass from Andrew Tutt to Kelvin Washington. 68 yards for the score, made it 21-7 with 2:16 to go in the first quarter. And within 2 minutes, Lobos go from 7 down to 14 up. And then the big, big moment of the ball game in the second, right toward the end of the first quarter, Taylor Tatum comes hobbling off the field with an apparent injured ankle. He powered through it in the second quarter and stayed in the game, and he scored on a 4-yard touchdown run. That was with 7:52 to go. That made it 28-7. Longview on top. Willie Nelson intercepted a pass to turn back another Reedy drive, and then Tatum had a 38-yard run on the final minutes of the first half. That set up a 22-yard field goal by John Monsivais. That made it 31-7. Longview on top at halftime. In the second half, Tatum did not play anymore in this game. Mason Washington scored from 64 yards out to make it 38-7 with 6 minutes to go. Kelvin Washington had a huge night, had a 49-yard run that set up a touchdown of 5 yards out by Washington to make it 45-7 with 2:50 to go. Washington again with another touchdown with about 3:40 to go in the ball game, and the Lobos go on to win the game by a score of 52-14. Johnny, there is concern, obviously. Taylor Tatum, we don't know what kind of shape he's going to be in the rest of the way. If it's an ankle injury, those things tend to linger and kind of stay with you. But he had a huge night tonight, over 100 yards in the first half before he had to come out. But the Lobos were able to just dominate this football game.
Yeah, which is a surprise. This is a team that has lost only one game all year. And I think they came in here believing that they were going to beat Lobos, but it was just a lopsided win for Longview. Taylor Tatum with an ankle injury, but hopefully this next week he can get treatment and come back and play. But he goes out and Washington comes in, and really Longview doesn't drop off much in their offense. Plus, I think Tutt has really played well in these playoffs, and no mistakes tonight by him. This is a really good Longview team, and I think this score is not indicative of the quality of Reedy's team. It's just more about Longview's just they've just played great.
They played outstanding ball tonight. Here's an interesting stat for you. Their leading running back, Airy, for Frisco Reedy, came into the ball game tonight. He was averaging 9 yards a carry. According to the Dallas Morning News stats tonight, 6 carries for 11 yards.
Well, and he has great speed, but they just could find no running room. Longview's defense is pretty remarkable, I think. I mean, it's been this way the entire season, and they're just hard to run against.
And the good news is, if Tatum is banged up next week, you still have a guy like Kelvin Washington. 14 carries, 139 yards for him tonight. He also had that 68-yard reception for a touchdown. You also still have a guy like Mason Washington. He had 79 yards rushing tonight. Buster Humphrey comes back.
Yeah.
So you got running backs, but, you know, obviously you want your number one running back in the country to be on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of like to have him next week. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We hope to talk to John King after this ball game's over. He is down on the field doing interviews right now, and they've received the regional semifinal check at the area trophy. And so hopefully we'll be talking to John King shortly. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Brian Houston with Johnny Vaughn and head football coach John King. Longview Lobos 52-14 winners over Frisco Reedy. Coach, congratulations. That's quite a performance tonight.
Well, thank you. I never would have thought that. I mean, that's a good football team. But we hit some quick strike plays, had some big runs, got a big turnover for a score there on the kickoff right after we scored. Just floodgates open. And then, of course, got a score in the half, got the field goal to push it to 24. You know, and hit a couple of big runs in the second half. Mason Washington had a big one on the trap. And, of course, Boosie had a couple of big ones. So it was a big play night for us, but that defense was something special. And they had to defend a lot of eye candy, a lot of stuff, a lot of formations, and they throw a lot at you. So I think they did a heck of a job tonight.
One of the things I pointed out just a few minutes ago, we were looking at some of the stats that the Dallas Morning News had posted, and their running back, Tristan Airey, the top running back on their team, supposedly the heartbeat of their offense. You held him to 11 yards tonight.
Yeah, he's a little gimped up. He got hurt last week, and I don't think he was himself tonight. He made up valiant effort, and kid's explosive. They got a huge offensive line, and I'm sure that took some things away from him. But, you know, Coach Cole, they got a fine program, a good team. You know, 12-1 last year, whatever they are this year, 10-2. So, I mean, you know, they're doing things right, and that's what I'm saying. We beat a good team, and we're a little worried about it coming in, because this is really I thought coming in was probably the best team we've seen all year. Maybe, you know, kind of identical to Forney and what they did.
Okay. So the question then is the status of Taylor Tatum and how is he doing now? Because we couldn't tell. We thought we saw him limping off, and so we're not sure what's hurt and what isn't.
Yeah. Well, we pulled him in halftime.
Right.
Went in the trailer and they did some X-rays. I don't know. It was not a lower extremity. It was upper extremity. But I'm not a doctor or trainer, so I don't know. I just know he was pulled in half. We told him he wouldn't go back in.
Okay. And obviously the rest of your running backs and your offensive line seem to do just fine.
Well,
as usual.
The offensive line did a good job tonight. Those backs ran well, and we had some big plays. And you know, the fullback position didn't get a lot of carries. When they did, they made most of it. I thought they did an excellent job blocking tonight, too. And, Jameson Darensberger, I got to give him some credit. The kid played both ways all night long. He played some tight end for us and also played defensive end. But that's just, I mean, that's the kind of kid he is and kind of football player he is. He's very intelligent. He played tight end for us for 2 years, and we moved him to defense, and he comes in there, and he ain't missed the beat. So somebody did a good job coaching him up. I'm not going to give Coach Ashley that credit. So, but no, he did an excellent job.
Kelvin Washington tonight, 14 carries, 139 yards, almost 10 yards a carry. Then he had the 66-yard touchdown reception as well. The guy's an incredible weapon to have, especially when you got to put Tatum on the sideline for the second half.
Well, we're fortunate to have good running backs, you know, and Taylor and Boosie kind of compliment one another. And, you know, I made a comment before the season started, when Boosie touches the ball, good things happen. And it does, whether it's a kicking game or handing it to him, throwing it to him, you name it. He's a special talent. And, of course, Taylor is as well, and he gives us a 1-2 punch.
So the last time we looked, Lancaster was leading Frisco Wakeland by a score of 28-10. We think it was going into the fourth quarter. It's kind of hard to get updates. If that holds up, first of all, are you surprised?
Not really.
Okay.
I knew Lancaster was a good football team. They went through their low point of the season. They battled and got in the playoffs. And once you get in here, the records don't matter. It's about who's hot, who's playing well, who's healthy. They're talented, and they're playing with confidence now. They're 1-0 this week, just like we are. And they got the same opportunity we have next week. We'll play them on Friday in Forney. Time to be determined. I'm not sure how Forney did tonight. But there's some things we've got to work out logistically. But we will be in Fournette Friday, on Friday, after Thanksgiving.
Okay, very good. So we'll keep you up to date on what the kickoff time is and all of that, and let you know.
We're going to sell tickets Monday and Tuesday at the athletic office. So I better get them Monday or Tuesday, or you'll have to get them at the gate.
So what did you tell your team at halftime when you had that huge lead after you got down early and the ball game just completely flipped?
Well, you know, it's not coach speak, but I told him, I said, it ain't over. These guys are talented. They can make plays. You know, that ball bounces funny ways. So I said, you got to keep your foot on their throat. See if you can choke them out. You can't go out there and go through the motions and just think you got the ball game won. And lo and behold, we go out there the first drive and absolutely stink it up and have to punt. And I thought, here we go. You know, but our defense, I guess, was that the drive Willie got to pick in the end zone?
Thank you, right. Yes, sir.
Anyway, we got the ball, and then we went and punched one in and extended the lead to 31, and I kind of felt better about it.
Final score, Forney 26, Frisco Lone Star 24.
How about that?
District's looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, three teams still playing. I'm not surprised. Forney's a good football team. Yeah, they're very talented. And, you know, it's Lancaster's talented, and, you know, the Lobos ain't bad themselves.
No, they're not bad at all. Okay, so where is OJ going to be tomorrow?
I'm flying to Atlanta tomorrow, baby.
It's a night game at least, right?
Yeah, it is. So I don't have to get up at 5 a.m. catch a flight. Last weekend like to kill me. But they got Syracuse at home, and we'll get in there around 1:30 and see if the Yellow Jackets can pull one out and get bowl over.
All right, what's your schedule like as far as Thanksgiving week with these kids now and getting ready for a playoff game?
We follow the same schedule we do for like Labor Day practice. We'll practice in the mornings. We have 7:30 a.m. report. 8 o'clock we start practice. We'll practice Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then Thursday on Turkey Day we'll come in. Same time we'll be through in about an hour. Send them out of there at least by 9 o'clock so they can go spend Thanksgiving with their family. And then, you know, we'll work out the Friday report time when we know the game time. So,
right.
But it'll be a normal week, as normal as you can make it. Our kids have done a great job of showing up, both the varsity and the JV. You got to have bodies to practice against. And I think Lobo Nation, and in particular our players, understand to make plans to be playing football during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's pretty, the case. Pretty normal situation, isn't it?
It is, and it's I have a lot better Thanksgiving when I'm practicing. When we're not playing, I'm not much fun to be around.
Well,
I got to go home and listen to some certain individuals, and I don't want to hear the crap. So I'm gonna put that nice, you know. So anyway, well, Uncle Dale, if you listen, I ain't coming home, baby.
Yeah, and we don't want you to be upset when you come up here and visit with us either, so just so you know, okay?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
Best of luck to Haynes and Georgia Tech tomorrow night. Let's get that bowl eligible thing going.
Yeah, it'll be huge for them. So well, I'm excited about this. Great win tonight. Proud of these kids and the fans that showed up. That was they got here. I wasn't sure when the game kicked off, but they showed up, and that's Lobo Nation, and it'll get bigger next week.
That's awesome. Johnny, anything you wanted before I turn him loose?
Yeah, I think that this was the best defensive effort we've had this year.
It's pretty good now. They're good on offense.
Yeah, we played good on both sides.
What did you think about the offense performance? We didn't throw it to the tight end. You going to let me off the hook?
You know, I don't understand that. It was an open out there.
Tell you why we didn't throw it to him. He too busy putting his hooks on that defensive end blocking.
I'll take that.
You know, when that was working, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, Coach King knows, when that's working, yeah, we ain't getting out of that.
We're okay with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're okay with that. Well, again, congratulations. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next Friday night.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Coach John King of the Longview Lobos, Brian Houston, along with Johnny Vaughn. Once again, want to say thanks very much for listening to the ball game tonight and powering through some of the internet issues we had in the fourth quarter, but we appreciate that. Final score again tonight from Mesquite Memorial Stadium is Longview 52. Frisco Reedy 14, and the Lobos will take on Lancaster next Friday night in Forney, and we will let you know about a start time when we find out about that as everything gets sorted out. But we do want to say thank you for listening tonight. Once again, for Matt Morton back at the station, for Johnny Vaughn here, for Matt Houston who helped out with the spotting tonight, we really appreciated that. I'm Brian Houston. Have a great Thanksgiving and a great weekend. We'll see you next Friday night in Forney. You've been listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.